Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey guys, Zach Valenti here. Welcome to season 4, and whoa, hold your horses. I know, the suspense, it's killing us. But just 3 quick things before we get started. First, you probably saw this on Friday, but we just dropped a new special episode about Loveless's original mission. And you should really listen to that before you listen to this. It's big, it's fun, it's over 2 hours of brand new content that we're really excited about. Can't you tell? If you haven't heard it yet, go to hearspoke.com/wolf359. It's totally free to stream, and while you're there, we recommend you sign up for a free account with Spoke. It's an awesome new social audio app from SiriusXM that's all about finding great podcasts, and you know, we think you'll love it. Plus, there's a bunch of bonus content about the special, and maybe a few other surprises. Once again, that's hearspoke.com/wolf359. Second thing, while we're talking about the special, in addition to our partners at Spoke, we want to thank our amazing patrons who helped make it possible by getting us over our $2,000 a month goal on Patreon. If you haven't yet, go check out our Patreon page and look at the other insane stretch goals, like a complete deep space survival procedure and protocol manual. You can find all of that at patreon.com/wolf359radio. And last, but not least, in case you haven't heard, the official Wolf 359 merch store is live! Go check out store.wolf359.fm and buy our wares! Right now you can get t-shirts featuring all the main characters, and keep your eyes peeled for some new items coming soon. Once again, that's store.wolf359.fm. And now, without further ado, welcome to season 4 of Wolf 359.
So here's a story. Pay attention. This will be important. I heard this story I didn't so much hear it as have it crammed into my head with absolutely no consideration on whether I wanted it there or not, a long time ago. It's a thought experiment. Suppose there's this person. Could be anyone, really. For the sake of convenience, let's call him you. One day, you're walking through a swamp when suddenly you're struck by lightning. You fall into the swamp and you sink. And you sink and sink and sink into the depths. just gone. But that's not the end of the story. Because right at that moment, another thunderbolt hits the swamp water. And by some miraculous alchemy, it rearranges the swamp molecules, starting a chain reaction that culminates with the formation of... you. Of a new you. Exactly like you at the moment of your death. And now is when things get interesting. Because you... new you, they've got a brain exactly like yours, down to the neuron. They think like you, talk like you, make poor decisions about their personal diet like you. They will walk out of the swamp believing they are you. They'll go back to your life, show up at your job, love who you love, and live your life, and die your death. And the world will go on. But are they really you? And if they're not, what makes this person that has your body and your memories and believes with every fiber of their being they are you, not you? What is it that makes you, you?
System primed. Stand by for reboot of central computer processor.
All right. Ready or not? Here we go.
Welcome to Wolf
Captain Loveless!
Like I said...
Stop saying that!
My fault, you're freaking out!
Yes! I am! I invite you to freak out with me!
Would you get it together?
No!
Wait, how is she...
Kira, what is going on out there?
There's a clock underneath. I am trying to pilot through, even though I just woke up and I don't have my coffee. So turbulent.
Something very few people have seen, Kira, but which I think you will understand. Think of it as a physical reboot.
And you knew? You knew this would happen?
Not exactly.
Jacoby, you didn't know about this?
Of course I didn't! How was this even supposed to be a
race?
Kira, can we stabilize?
Working on it, but everything was fine at the start of the flare. This is going to take some
We got time. This should still take a few minutes.
What should take a few minutes? Would you just explain what is happening?
Well, Officer Eiffel, it's just a simple matter.
Medulla.
Captain, are you?
That's what I need, yes.
Medulla?
Yes. Oblongata if you have it, but if you don't, I'll settle for the hypoglossal nucleus. Wait, that's not right.
It's okay, Captain.
Oh, is it, Lambert? No, wait, not Lambert. You're the other one, the funny one. Well, not the funny one, but the one that
thinks he's funny.
Yes, you're my friend.
That's right. It's me,
Conan the Destroyer. No, Conan the talk show host. Conan the mid-level Wall Street broker? Broker, yes. No, that's not right, is it? Oh, well, it's not right. Well, it's not right. And that's what counts.
Kepler, what is happening?
Her mind is rebooting, Commander. She's reintegrating every memory she has.
Does this happen to you when you reboot?
Every single time.
Clippy, you're still here. You know, I was worried for a moment. Or maybe it was an eon.
Probably somewhere between a moment and an eon.
What is she even talking?
Oh, Huey, you're here too. And Dewey, and of course, who could forget the last member of the trio? Chernabog from Bald Mountain.
Good to see you, Captain.
Good to see you too. Good to see you, and also a little bit not. Yes. No. Well, maybe, but also no. You did a bad thing. You did a rude thing. You were rude.
Yes, let's maybe get away from the rude man.
No, stop. I need to find the right wavelength. This is all very caveat emptor.
Of course it is.
No, that's not a good thing. We have to get back to the place with all of the bendy and figure out who invented the swirling and the vasomotor sensor.
Whoa!
Easy, Eiffel. I got her.
Is she?
Out, but fine. At least, I think she's fine.
Getting there. We need to talk.
No, we need to get her to a bed, make sure she's stable. Then I'll deal with you. Eiffel, help me. Sleep, I think. Muttering to herself, but she's settling. Hira, give me some good news.
I think I've managed to get us on a course that'll compensate for the turbulence. At least for now.
Good job. Thank you. You, explain.
I think by now you've all realized that the person you've known as Captain Isabel Lovelace isn't really that person. Or human.
Which you've always known.
Which I've always known. She is a very convincing duplicate of Isabel Lovelace, sent here by the presence you established contact with.
This is... God, so you've been lying to us, and she's been lying to us?
Possible, but unlikely. When I say a duplicate, Eiffel, all evidence suggests that that includes mental infrastructure. I don't think she knows. I think she's under the impression that she is the real Isabel Lovelace.
How in the name of God could you possibly know?
Because this isn't the first time they've seen this happen, is it?
No. Not me personally. But Goddard has. Long time ago. But right now we've got other problems.
Like what?
Like look out the window, Officer Eiffel. Hira?
As much as I hate to say it, he's right. The stellar flares, the storm, it's all intensifying.
How are those sidewave emissions doing?
On the rise, steadily.
Yeah. That back there wasn't the contact event. That was the warm-up act. And if you want to get through it, you're gonna take these handcuffs off right now.
You're hilarious.
I'm right. Look. The plan was for all of you never to find out about this aspect of the mission.
The plan was for us to be
dead.
That's kind of what I mean.
What about Jacoby?
Yeah, was I supposed to find out?
The point is, you're here now. Welcome to the big leagues, where everything is really, really scary. But good news. It's still possible for everyone in this room to make it through in one piece. If you start listening to me, the only person with even the barest notion of what is happening, right the hell now.
What about Captain Lawless?
That's not important.
I'll be the judge of that. What are you going to do to her?
You wouldn't under...
I'm the smartest world in the universe, and I'm very cranky because of all the people who are dead because of you. Answer the question.
You have to understand. That's not Captain Loveless.
Who your boss is also
killed. That's a weapon designed to appeal to your sense of humanity. A weapon you'll like because it likes you and it's about to go off. I'm going to disarm it before it does.
She's a highly trained military ass kicker who can put herself back together. How are you?
I'm going to get very creative, that's how. This isn't going to be pleasant, but you have to understand that it needs to be done.
Colonel, I understand perfectly.
Hira?
Let me finish, Commander. I understand what you're saying. And now, I want you to understand me. You are never touching that woman ever again.
What?
I know where this train goes. I've been on it before. She'll hurt someone. She can't be trusted. It's okay, she isn't even human. No. I'll be damned if I let that happen to someone else. And if that's the price of survival, then speaking of the ship, we're going down.
Well... that's very nice. But you're not going to stop this all
by... She's not by herself. If you want to get Captain Loveless...
You'll do it over our dead bodies. Agreed, Commander.
Is this a joke? You don't know what you're doing. And you have no idea what she is.
But we know exactly who she is. She's one of us.
You're not listening.
We have listened to you, and now... sit the hell down and shut up! Good choice.
Thank you, both of you.
No, thank you, Hira, again.
Not that that wasn't a great moment, but are we moving in the direction of a plan? One that isn't whatever Colonel Stryker was about to pull out of his Weapon X files?
Yeah, it's called Get Clear and Hope for the Best. Hira, work on getting the engines to full blast. I know we just took a beating, but do what you can.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna see if I can find us a vector that'll minimize damage. Jacoby, I need a second pair of expert eyes.
And what could possibly motivate me? Oh.
Consider yourself motivated.
What about the comms department?
Comms department is on trash duty. Get this piece of crap out of my sight.
Aye, aye, sir.
Okay. Hira, what are we looking at? Right.
While the dark orange part is, the area that's about to get bombarded with radiation, I can't guarantee we're shielded against.
Okay.
But the blue part is, I think, viable territory.
Hira? What blue part? dots? I said, Jacoby, your hands are shaking.
Yeah. Look at him go.
You okay?
Nah, I... One of my friends just died. And I killed someone. And discovered that the man who's been running my life for years has been lying to me. And the only thing I feel right now... relief.
What?
Yeah, pretty screwed up, huh? Well, you weren't there. You didn't hear him. Outside. Begging. So sure that... And ever since then, there's just been this voice in my head whispering, well, how can you be sure? Maybe you're just a really good clone that thinks it's Dina Jacoby.
But now...
we're getting showered by side waves, and I'm not having a fit. I figured it would have started by now if it was going to, so I guess I'm... Oh, I was scared. I hadn't even realized how scared I was. Every single second since it happened. But I was scared. Well, that's new. All right. I'm fine. Fine.
Good.
Sorry about
that. It's fine.
Don't think this means that I don't, you know, hate you all.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
All right, let's take a look at those star charts. Wow, we are so dead.
I know.
Right. Let's see what I can do.
Move.
You're making a mistake.
That's nice.
You know, it's not too late to change your mind. Gotta start thinking about the big...
If you start talking about the big picture, I will kill you. I have a gun.
Someone's gotta think about it. Someone's gotta think about the people who aren't on this station.
I'll take that under advisement. Let's go.
You know, Eiffel, you don't know what working at Goddard Futuristics is really like.
You have a cool dental plan. Hooray.
Nah, it's not about that. It's about going to new places, meeting interesting people. You know, world leaders. Big scientists. Little kids.
Wait, what?
Hell, just before I came up here, Mr. Cutter introduced me to the cutest little girl. Now, what was her name? Allison? Angela? Anne. That's what it was. I remember now. Anne. See, this is what I'm talking about. It'd be a real shame if something made that little girl sad, no? Or if something happened to that little...
Shut up! Shut up!
Well, we're not close, but you're going through. The others haven't had a hole in their head. I know how painful this is. How disorienting. I so want to tell you to take your time. To know that if you're not alright, you're not alright, and that's fine. But that's not how this works. Because right now, the people we care about are over their heads. So you are going to come help us save the day. Again. Now get up.
Okay. You see what I'm going for?
That might work, but...
Easy. Nobody do anything stupid.
Commander!
How did...
No sudden moves, Lieutenant. Or I'm blowing Eiffel's head off.
Just shoot him, Minkowski. This is my own damn
fault. Quiet, Eiffel.
What do you want?
Start with getting these handcuffs off. Throw the keys to Eiffel.
Eiffel, catch.
Good arm. Eiffel, get these handcuffs off me. Quickly. Gently. Better.
Commander, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, Eiffel. Everything's going to be okay.
All right, next. Lieutenant, you'll be putting that gun away now. Time to stand down.
Not gonna happen.
Really? How many more stupid decisions you gotta make? Because right now you're... hello? Are you listening?
Yeah, sure.
What are you staring at? Is there something behind-
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Why you-
Oh, no, you don't. I'll be taking this. I think you're done playing with guns. You okay, Eiffel?
Yeah. Thanks.
Good. I think it's time the Colonel and I have a little chat. So, how have you been since the last time we hung out? I've been great. I went to this really, kinda nothing place, then hallucinated a whole bunch, and, now I get up to find everything falling apart. Did you miss me?
Captain? You do... realized that...
Yeah, Eiffel, somewhere in the vision quest I figured it out. And in case you're wondering, I didn't know about any of this before, right?
Right.
Good boy. What you did to me was monstrous. I could kill you. Maybe I should kill you. Hell, I've been thinking about very little other than killing you for the last 100 days. But I'm not going to. Upside of the whole violent death identity dissociation thing, there's time to think. 2 days ago, click, click, boom. But I realized something. The whole epic rampage of revenge... Isabel Lovelace wouldn't do that. The terrible wretch that you people made Isabel Lovelace into? Oh, she'd do that, but I'm not going to be that person anymore. I'm going to be Isabel Lovelace again. Even if I never have been before. Although... okay. Now I'm going to be Isabel Lovelace.
Good to have you back, Captain.
Good to be back. Let's get these two back to their cells before...
Oh, for God's... Can't we ever get a break?
Not at this station.
Kira, propulsion!
Ready on!
Divert all power to the engine.
What do we know about this event?
Next to nothing. It's causing fluctuations in the gravity fields and massive radiation outputs.
Fine. Get me the readouts for... What? Why are you all looking at me like that?
Captain?
Your hands are glowing.
Huh.
So they are.
Your eyes are starting to...
What is...
Now, we are going to speak.
Speak?
Yes, Eiffel. Welcome to the contact event.
What Hera said.
I take it that I am now speaking not to Isabel Lovelace, but through her?
That is correct, Amundo.
Very good. My name is Colonel Warren.
We know.
How do you...
We caught the reruns.
Why is she speaking like...
Because they learned English from Professor Magoo over there.
We have been waiting for this moment. I am here to negotiate the...
No.
Listen to me. I am...
Unimportant.
Let me finish. I'm the commanding officer of this station. You will talk to me.
No. You are a violent troll, and we have had enough of your whamma-jamma. We have nothing to say to you.
I am the only one qualified to...
We are done with you.
But I am not done with you. You will deal with me, or...
Enough. You think that violence gives you authority?
I can't move.
That you can take up airtime just because you have made yourself a weapon?
What is happening?
We are not like you. We are ongoing, work in progress. You are unable to hurt us. You will be unable to hurt anyone.
Wait. What are you doing?
Disarming you.
God. His hand, it's gone.
There. Now we are done with you. Where is the one we know? The speaker. Where is Douglas?
I think he's hiding underneath that console.
Thank you. There you are.
Yes, and
closer.
Actually, I'm fine right...
Closer.
Okay, sure. Closer is good.
We have been waiting.
Sorry? Waiting for...
You. For you to communicate. For you to get together and feel all right.
Sure. By any chance we could clarify what that might mean?
You have started. You are ongoing. You cannot squelch off now.
You really couldn't have
just... time!
Get your act together. Finish the process. Quickly.
Process? Like... The do sort of...
Work it out, Brainiac. And soon, the door won't stay open forever. We are waiting.
Okay. That was... weird.
Terrifying news. The stellar flare seems to have completely subsided. It looks like it's finally over.
You gonna knock? Or just stand outside awkwardly.
I was kind of leaning in the awkward standing direction.
What can I do for you, Commander?
Wanted to update you. Kepler and Jacoby are back in their cell. Kepler is shook up, but stable.
That's good, I suppose. What else? Come on. You've got your face on.
What face?
I don't want to have this tricky conversation, but someone has to be the grown-up for Christ's sake face. Is this where you suggest that maybe I should also be on lockdown? Just until we're sure the aliens aren't about to make possession a regular thing.
Not exactly. I want you to take over the Hephaestus.
Excuse me? How is that a good idea? With the whole alienness.
I trust you. And after what I did, I don't trust myself. I shouldn't be in command right now.
Minkowski, I was the person pushing for the whole indiscriminate murder thing, remember?
Yes, but I disagreed with you, but you were in control. I did what I did because I lost control. And until I get it back, I don't think my hands are the best one for this crew to be in.
I think that's bull.
It's not. I'm dealing with it, but I shouldn't be doing that and in charge.
I'm the very clear understanding that this is a temporary situation and that you are going to sort yourself out and kick me out of your chair ASAP. Fine. You're on.
Thank you, Captain.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hey, Commander.
Lieutenant Eiffel. Lovelace has just assumed control of the station.
Are you okay, Lieutenant?
No, not really. You, Hera?
Mm-mm. Nope.
What about you, Eiffel?
You mean, are you wigging out over your really close encounter of the third kind? I'm fine, Do I really have to call you Lieutenant?
Not if you don't want.
Okay, good.
Any idea what the alien's message was about?
No. I may have given Marvin and the Martian Chronicles the words, but that mojo? That was one Roswell conspiracy above my grokking level.
This is why we get into trouble.
Commander, we have to get back to Earth.
Eiffel, we don't know that what Kepler said is true.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, now that we're ground zero for the new and improved invasion of the Body Snatchers, you gotta bet they're gonna be looking for leverage.
One thing at a time, okay? We'll see how much damage we just took on, and then we'll see what we can do.
Well, I suppose at least things can't get any worse.
Don't say that!
Sorry. Maybe nobody heard.
Melon.
Self-worth. Togetherness.
Like a really, really big melon?
Unity. Fusion. Century.
Just like an enormous melon.
And time.
Really, Klein? A melon? A melon?
What was it?
No, hang on. There's still other combinations of melon and bigness you haven't tried. What if it's a gigantic melon?
Captain?
The word was flotsam.
What?
Flotsam.
Oh, come on, Jordan.
No. Do not blame the artist. The artist is without blame.
Jordan, can you even define the word flotsam?
Of course I can define flotsam. No, I can't. Help, please.
Klein, you were last.
No, I wasn't last.
Officer Klein, are you about to dispute my official ruling in the sacred tradition of nose goes?
No, Captain Bernoulli.
Good boy. Get.
All right, let's see. That brings Officer Jordan's score up to some tricky math here. So we have nothing, and then we have nothing, and then we divide that by nothing.
It is not my fault that you people can't appreciate a true artiste.
You do have a rather Dadaist approach to Pictionary, Jordan.
Captain? I need you to come look at this, sir. And actually, you too, Dr. Burkhoff.
Whoa.
That's different.
What are we looking at here? Psi wave radiation flare? That's, what, a class 9?
At those wavelengths? No way, Captain. That is a class 13 at least.
Klein, what's the origin point?
Triangulating, but it looks like Wolf 359. It's gotta be.
That's Minkowski's crew. What the hell are they playing at?
Sir, are we doing this?
Do it. Full readout. Jordan?
On it, sir. One moment. All right, here we go. This is Communications Officer Jordan on board the USS Hermes transmitting to Canaveral. Come in, Canaveral. Authentication code.
When did this come in? How many people have seen this? Good. Expunge the records. No one sees this. It goes in the black.
Rachel, this is a very busy
I know.
I don't have time for any sort of...
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rachel. You're welcome, Mr. Cutter. It's already off the record. APO.
Good. Clear the rest of my day.
Of course. Say hi for me.
Knock, knock.
Marcus, what are you doing down here? What is this?
Read.
Oh? Oh.
Mm-hmm. It started. We're finally in business.
Well then, it looks like we have some traveling to do.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Gabriel Urbina and directed by Gabriel Urbina and Misha Stanton. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valente. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The roles of Hira and Price were played by Michaela Sui. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Rachel was played by Ariella Rotenberg. The role of Jordan was played by Kristen DiMercurio. The role of Bernoulli was played by Katie Speed. The role of Klein was played by Rin Beeler. And the role of Burkhoff was played by Zach Ehrlich. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. For more of Misha Stanton's work, check out Ars Paradoxica and The Far Meridian, wherever podcasts are heard. Want to help us get to the big leagues, where everything is really, really scary? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Thank you to Rin Sarami, Jamie German, The Gravo Situation, and Alex Brown for your support and your somewhat Dadaist approach to Pictionary. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promise to bring you the very best one star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.